From England to Estonia, Europe will soon be a continent united. At a summit in Copenhagen today, European Union leaders concluded a deal on terms of membership for 10 states that are to join the EU in 2004. The prospective new members, mainly from the formerly communist East, put up a tough fight but failed to win significant financial concessions. In the end, there were expressions of satisfaction all around, except in Turkey. Despite an American lobbying campaign on Turkey's behalf, the EU failed to grant the Turks an early date to start membership talks. NPR's Nick Spicer reports.
It is not often you hear a British foreign minister waxing poetic about Europe, but today was different for Jack Straw. The prospect of 10 new members joining the current 15 had the minister telling reporters about how things had changed since he was a young man.
I once went to what was then Czechoslovakia. In 1963, there was barbed wire there, police posts. Now, that's been torn down. And not only has that come down, but that happened in 1989 with the collapse of the Berlin Wall, but we are one continent in terms of values, of democracy, human rights, a market economy. And we are working together to redefine Europe by values, whereas in the past, Europe has frankly been defined by bloodshed.
For the 10 new members, the past few years have been defined by arduous negotiations. They are Poland, Hungary, Czech Republic, Slovakia, and the three Baltic states, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. The two Mediterranean islands, Cyprus and Malta, are joining too. The new members have had to adopt 60,000 pages of European Union legislation, overhaul their administrations, improve their legal systems, and adopt market economies. There were major growing pains and a final challenge: negotiating the cost at this summit. It ended up being some $40 billion in payments eastwards over 3 years. Poland wanted $2 billion more for the new member states. The current 15 members said the money just wasn't there. But Poland's chief coordinator for European integration, Danuta Hubner, said she was happy.
We managed also to get a deal which, in case of Poland, is extremely satisfactory, and we see the outcome, the final outcome on the negotiations, as a very positive for Poland, as giving practical guarantees that the first years after accession will be also good years with all support we need.
As it turns out, the Poles didn't really get anything extra today for all their last-minute haggling, but they had to be seen as driving a hard bargain, particularly on the issue of farm subsidies, because Poland's big farming population will, like the rest of the country, have the final say on whether the country joins the EU in May of 2004. Danish EU expert Luca Fries explains why the negotiators must go home with a smile.
Well, if they go away angry, it would be difficult for them to win the referendum campaign, because you cannot return home to Poland and say, sorry, we lost everything. You have to return home and say, game, set, and match, Poland. We won a lot, we gained a lot of money, and this is now a very good deal, and could you please vote yes?
Two other issues nearly stole the limelight from the historic enlargement of the EU: Cyprus and Turkey. Negotiators had hoped to reach a deal to reunite the island of Cyprus so both parts could join the EU today, not just Greek Cyprus. But hopes faded after the Turkish Cypriot leader fell ill and failed to appear. Turkey suffered a big disappointment when the EU declined to give it an early date to begin membership talks. Instead, the EU offered Turkey words of encouragement for its recent efforts to improve human rights. It also pledged to consider its progress on the issue in 2 years' time. Turkey's leaders responded angrily at first, then they said they will keep up with their reforms and keep working on their plan to join Europe. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Copenhagen.